Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are listening to Manga Sensei.
Yo, minasan, it's Manga Sensei Podcast, day 28 of the Manga Sensei 30-Day Challenge. Today, we're going to be talking a little more loosely, a little more freely, as we discuss, how should I put this, the meanings behind the bases. I wanted to get a little step back and give you a moment to kind of catch up on maybe some of the things you're missing on the 30-Day Challenge, go back and listen to some stuff, but also today talk a little bit about some concepts that we've reviewed. Today, and over the past couple of days, we've gone over a number of bases. Bases 1 through 7, base a, i, u, e, o, te, and ta. We've talked about adjectives. We've talked about adverbs. We've talked about particle after particle after particle. And there's so many things that's very easily confusing. However, these particles also have some intrinsic meaning of themselves. And you've probably picked up on a little bit of this already. Let's go a base at a time. Actually, let's go in reverse order base at a time. The last base we learned was base ta. Base ta turns things into past tense, as you may have noticed with modorimashita, or kaita, or maybe even nomimashita, okay? It is past tense. We also see with base te having a lot of different forms in of itself. A light command, hey, pass the chopsticks, hashi o tote, or connecting things together, adding an and. It connects, it's a word conjugator, and connector. It conjoins and connects things together in a unique way. Yatte, do it, you know. Another good example of this is arite ikimasu, which we learned last time, I believe, on this podcast, which is aruku and iku, connecting them together to arite ikimasu, to walk and go somewhere, which is really quite fascinating. You can then take and go over the other bases fairly simply as well. Base 5, base o, right? If we say tabemashou, tabeyo, all of these o sounding verbs are let's verb. We have an intrinsic power being able to do something together. Let's eat. Tabemashou, tabeyo, aruko, let's walk. Hanashimashou, let's talk, let's speak together. And we're working on changing the verb by itself into something different. By adjusting the verb, we're adjusting the entire sentence really, because it comes at the very end. You have another thing like base 4. You're having a command form, which we rarely use, which is why I elaborated that was the least used form. And then you have things like base 3 being the plain form or the dictionary form, and then base 2 and base 1. Base 2, or kind of things polite form, often is seen as also a nominalizer of sorts, if you're familiar with that term, where it kind of turns into more of a noun. Like an example of this would be like kunyomi. Kunyomi is a reading of a Japanese kanji or a Japanese character or symbol that is from native Japan, as opposed to Chinese or on readings, that yomu becomes yomi and becomes a reading as opposed to read. Lastly, we have sometimes we'll see as kind of an exclamative, which is base 1. We have things such as we usually connect things to like yomanai, making it negative. We have a lot of forms that really change in and out of here, especially when we look back into old Japanese. But what I really wanted to point out with this unique lesson was each of the individual bases add a feeling and also add a change to the idea overall. That in its true form is conjugation. We've gone over how to change verbs into past tense, into present tense, into negatives, into positives on this podcast. And now we're being able to round that out finally and understand the bases in a more wholesome manner. So let's quickly review them. If we were to take a godan verb like yomu, we have yoma, yomi, like yomimasu. We have yomu, which is the base dictionary form. If you look something up in the dictionary, we have yome, like yomeba, which we'll talk about on a different day. Then we have yomo, which is let's read. Yomimashou, let's read more politely, higher diction. And then we're going to have 呼んで, like command form, or we could put it with something else to make it a connected or a compound verb. And then lastly, we have 呼んだ, which is to have something read. 読みました. So we have base 2, mas plus base ta, and we have put all these things together. Hope that makes sense. If this or any other thing is confusing or hard to understand, please feel free to connect with us at Launchpod, not Launchpod, I'm sorry. That's our production company. We have manga-sensei.com as well as the Manga Sensei on Twitter and on Instagram. Thank you so much, and thank you to all of those people who are helping me and keep this content free. Thank you so much, and remember, it takes 10,000 mistakes to become fluent, so let's make some mistakes. Until tomorrow, Jane.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.